Mandy, there
Hello.
you are. I feel like I have been living in a hole in Charlotte for 2 weeks. I have missed you terribly, and I'm so glad that I found you.
Well, you kind of have been living in a hole for 2 weeks.
I have. Woo! But I'm glad we found each other. I missed you. I miss our weekly talk, and getting caught up in our therapy sessions before and after we record. Frankly. But anyway, I'm so glad to see you. You're still out in the world doing all the things, and
I'm in the school.
I'm back home with my wood tile ceiling.
Yes, you are.
I am so. I've had a big couple weeks. I yesterday turned in my last paper of my second year. I know, and it was a big one. So I am no longer a middler, as we like to call the second year of MDiv. I am a third year.
Congratulations.
Yikes. Yeah, it's crazy to think about that I've made it to the last year of my master's, which is weird.
Now, in law school, your third year is sort of it's not a throwaway, not as intense as the first
Correct.
year. Is that the same?
That would be correct. So there's still some classes that are required for me to take. But I worked, as y'all know, and y'all supported, and y'all were kind about, I worked really hard and took tons of hours the first 2 years. So the last year will only be 12 hours a semester, which will be fantastic. And some of those will be pass fail, which will also be fantastic. So I can work. My plan is, this is probably more than y'all want to know, but to be a minister in the United Methodist Church, you have to have two things. You have to do the school requirement and you have to do the ordination requirement. And the ordination requirement is a huge amount of work as well. So my plan next year is to have a lighter year with school and start working in earnest on my ordination paperwork. So that's good. In fact, the paper I just finished is going to be able to be the basis of one of my questions for ordination,
Good.
which is nice. So it's still a long way to go, but I'm getting there one step at a time. So
Very good.
thank you. I appreciate everyone's grace. Over this last couple weeks, especially as I was in Charlotte, as y'all know, and it was, let me tell you, being short, it's not easy. I sat in a plastic chair for 2 weeks where my feet did not touch the ground and on concrete floors. So when I was walking, it was on concrete. When I was sitting, my feet didn't touch. So the back of my legs was numb. My feet were numb. Every night when I got back to the hotel, I would put my feet up. And they were swollen every night for 2 weeks. So when I tell you I'm glad to be home and I'm glad to be sleeping in my own bed and I'm no longer totally exhausted, but it's gonna take a couple more days.
For sure.
There were some great moments as well. I've got a new term for you. Mandy, you will appreciate this growing up in a Methodist church. I am my new favorite word is metho nerd. I am a Methodist nerd and proud of it. And I ordered a t-shirt just yesterday that says that.
You did.
I'm a metho nerd. We played Methodist trivia and it was great. It was fun. It was fun to be with all my metho nerds. So I also feel like I'm a lawyer because the Book of Discipline and everything about it is very rooted in US law. And so I feel like now I know what it's like to be a lawyer. So there we go.
Okay, well, congratulations.
No thanks, but okay. So anyway, it was good. I did, and I meant to say this in our last meeting before I took, because I drove, and before I took Bessie, the car, to Charlotte, I took her through the car wash, and I did that the other day too, and I told my friend that I was driving, that I got Bessie a washing set. And she was like, "You are the oldest person I've ever met in my life." And so I thought we could add that to our old lady sayings of Katie is Bessie gets a wash and set at least once a week. With the rain that
Really?
just happened. Yeah, I have a there's one up the street and I have a subscription where I can go through as much as I want. So
I've had my car 12 years. It might have been washed twice. It's been washed at the hand of my friend James Weldon when it was parked in his driveway for an extended
okay.
time.
Yep.
Other than that, it
Mandy.
may have been washed 5 times. And
You live at
I
the beach. There's salt water,
Oh,
salt
listen, it's
air.
the it's corroded.
Yeah.
It's not like so. I'm sort of like, what's the point?
Okay.
Plus, I got it rear-ended about 3 months after I got it, and I have never gotten that fixed either.
Okay. Well, Bessie, gets me to and fro from downtown Atlanta. So I try to treat her nice. Get her shoes checked every
I'll
once in
get
a while, get her a
the oil changed.
pedicure.
Although
That's
the last time
nice.
I went to get it like looked over. They were like, you need new tires. And I said, I just bought these tires from y'all like a year ago. Well, have you ever had them rotated?
Oh.
I don't drive that
You
much.
got to get her a pedicure every once in a
But
while.
I don't drive that much.
You still got to rotate them.
Oh, God.
Do
Anyway,
all the things.
I'm due for an oil change. In fact, I need to go do that before
You drive
before
long
I
distances.
do. But yeah, so and I
So
always get the, I always get it checked before.
that's
Yeah,
nice.
I just don't get the
You
tires
need to start
rotated.
getting her a wash and set every once in a while. Get her prepared and looking for it.
James washed it, or he didn't wash it. He's a financial advisor, and he that's one of the perks if you're one of his clients, which I am his client.
Oh, I like that.
He will get your car detailed, and so he didn't do it. But the first time, I think maybe he did. I think he made the kids wash it the first time it got washed, but. Listen, that car, I was like, James, I don't even know who I am in this car. And then I stopped to get gas. And there was one time I can't remember where I was, but I had stopped. I got gas and I forgot to put the gas cap back on. And I drove like a long, long way with the gas cap off. And it was just filthy, like all around the gas insert thing. I went to get gas. Y'all, they had cleaned that area.
Stop it.
It was a revelation.
Yeah, when I yeah, I do the my car dealership where I get my where I got Bessie and where they do all the maintenance for me, they'll do that too. But this is just I go to the little run through up the street.
Well, considering that in the past 3 years, we have probably had 10 car washes built on 98
Oh,
in
yeah.
Walton County, I feel sure I could make that happen. Used to be a challenge, but it would not be a challenge now. There's one
Not
on every
anymore.
corner.
Apparently, they're a money maker.
That and storage places.
Yes. We're in the
Nuts.
wrong business.
Nuts.
Right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, add that to your old lady sayings. I got Bessie a wash and set.
And for those of you who don't know what a washing set, what your grandma used to go do every Friday morning. Before she came home and watched Days of Our Lives. If your grandma was named Nanie.
Or Gogi. She did it twice a week. I think Tuesdays and Fridays, maybe. She went to see Blanche, the beauty operator. That's what she called her. She was a beauty operator. Her name was Blanche. And Blanche every year gave all of Gogi's granddaughters Aquanet for Christmas. Every year.
Sags picked up the bottle of Aquanet in his drawer.
Oh, that explains so much.
He'd start to walk out the door and he'd have some hair sticking up, and I'd say, ah, go get that
Run back. The pink Aquanet. See
you
what
go be on the cameras when you're voting.
the
Go spray that stuff
little
down.
for decades. Oh, Blanche, the beauty operator. I forgot about Blanche. So did you, my friend, watch the Met Gala coverage?
Mean, I did not watch the coverage, but I have seen pictures afterwards.
I mean, look, it is what it is. It is a fashion thing. It is a avant-garde night. It is a time to make some interesting choices, and there were interesting choices. I saw a lot of body parts I was not expecting to see and see through things. But here is the one takeaway I have from it. Why are these women wearing open-toed shoes where their toes don't fit? I saw more of these celebrity women who can afford any shoes they want with all of their toes hanging over the edge of the. It was so gross and weird. Like, get shoes that fit.
That is weird.
Like, they make pretty shoes in every size. You don't have to be a size six to wear a, you can wear a nine and it's fine. But if you go back, like, there are TikToks out there are memes out there where, I mean, all of their toes are just hanging over, gripping for dear life onto the front of their shoes.
Listen, as a long-toed human, my nickname, one of my nicknames growing up was McDLT for Mandy Caldwell's doofy long toes.
Wow. Okay.
I'll have to say, sometimes if you're in a open toe shoe heel, your feet,
They
because of
slide
the
forward.
incline, they slide forward.
Okay, that's helpful
I can't
knowledge.
say that I would wear a shoe that happened, especially at an event where I was going to be photographed like that. Like you, that it does. It's not necessary. Sometimes it
Right.
happens, but it doesn't
Right,
have
right,
to happen.
right. So the I see that and I sympathize with that. But they are only walking like 10 steps out of the car to get to the stairs, right?
Did you see the one woman in the dress, like the column dress, that they were lifting it up so she could take teeny tiny 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 little steps, but she
Yeah.
could not go up the stairs. A man had to
I had to
pick her
carry her.
up
Yeah.
and lift her.
That dress was made of sand, by the way. It was
Okay.
covered in a layer of sand.
Can you think of anything more miserable than wearing a dress of sand?
Well, she gets to the top of the steps. There's a video out there of the
Oh, is that when
designer.
she was
They
carrying the
cut it off.
hourglass?
Yeah, the sands of time is what, which she looked great, but she couldn't walk. And so when she got to the top of the steps, they cut the whole bottom of it off. And so she can move around that night. I still don't think she could sit.
I don't want to sit in a dress of sand. You're going to get sand in your private areas.
I know in places you don't want to get it.
That sounds awful.
The whole thing, like there were some really pretty dresses. Like I love Jessica Biel's dress. It was red with feathers. It was very pretty. And there were some great looks. But then there were some I was like, okay, like that's the most impractical, weird thing I've ever, whatever. But I do. So I don't know. I probably won't, but I would love to go see the exhibit. The Met is one of my favorite places, and the exhibit is a lot of dresses that are too fragile to be worn by a human. So they're in the Met collection, but they can never be worn again. And so that's kind of where the theme came from, but it looks fascinating. So I think I would love the actual exhibit. But that means I got to go to New York, and I'm not sure my spirit is prepared for that. So that might not happen, but it is fascinating if you want to go look online. The actual exhibit looks really, really cool. But I mean, come on, ladies, get some shoes.
Well, I did see that Gayle King, she wore some shoes from the Sarah Jessica Parker collection.
Oh, all right.
They were closed toe, though.
SJP looked fabulous.
I saw somebody ask Andy Cohen, who's always her date to the Met Gala. Somebody asked him on Instagram, how did she sit with that cage? Or did she?
Yeah, a lot of them change at the top of the steps. But her shoes were not open-toed, but they were like, so her dress was a nude color with pretty embellishments, and it went down her tights that attached to her shoes.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it was really, they were pretty. You know she's gonna have a good shoe game. So
Right.
anyway, if there were some beautiful moments, and then there are some moments I was like, what are you doing?
Well, that's the
Whatever.
Met Gala.
That's the
Let
Met
them go.
Gala. The fashion prom. Yep. So, Mandy, tell us about your last 2 weeks. Or maybe not. I don't know. You're here. So, what's,
Yeah.
I saw a regatta happened.
Yes, we did have a regatta. So yeah, so when last we spoke, I was in Noonan talking about constipation food.
Yep.
Thanks to my friend Casey, who volunteered her post recovery menu,
Oh.
very constipation friendly.
Okay.
She makes sure to include a fruit tray, which I will say everyone should do because, listen, can we talk for a minute about our mother's generation and how they don't freaking drink water?
Look, I can't judge. I'm the same way.
I'm gonna smack you.
I know. Well, I'm still working on the same cup of coffee I've had all morning.
Listen.
I know.
Okay, Casey's, here it is. The delicious marinated shrimp, which is the recipe that we shared.
Okay.
That's a good friend bringing you some marinated shrimp.
Yeah, that's I was about to say. Wow. Okay.
Chicken salad, crackers, strawberries, green veggie dip with carrots, cukes, golden berries. No constipation food for me, she says. And also like chocolate bread and banana bread. But yeah, like it just the fruit I think is key too because of they
Yes.
do not drink any freaking water.
Right.
When my mom was in the hospital after her Whipple procedure, it was so eye-opening to me. Her blood pressure had gotten so low that they were about to send her back to the ICU. And so they had a nurse on call who kind of like a critical care nurse who you could call, you know, in
Yeah.
emergent sort of situations. They called the critical care nurse and she came in. And you know, those tiny little styrofoam cups they have at the hospital.
Yes.
That woman told my mother, she said, drink three of these cups while I'm going to check on somebody else. And when I come back, your blood pressure is going to be normal and you are not going to have to go to the ICU. That's all you have to do is drink three cups of this water.
Done.
Done. Blood pressure normal.
I need to
I
do
get
better
it.
about
I
that.
get
I
that you
know it.
don't. I get that you don't enjoy it. I get that it's not your favorite thing to do, but can we not sometimes power through and do things that we don't love because it is good for
I
us?
mean, I do that every day.
I would like to eat ice cream for every meal, but I don't.
But alas and alack, I do not.
So can we please hydrate our bodies, women? My God,
My
I don't
God.
like. I think most of the people like our age and definitely younger, like it tickles me. Think about what we took to elementary school.
Oh.
Like if we got a sip of water out of the fountain twice a day,
Twice a
like
day.
that was a
And a
treat.
itty bitty carton of milk.
Yeah. So now these kids are taking their water bottles, like they're going to be super hydrated. We're not
They
going to have to worry
are.
about
I
it with the
love
next
that.
generation. But Lord God, it
Hydrated
is a
kings and
struggle.
queens. I know. Well, there's that famous TikTok. Now it's been like repeated and stitched, whatever. And it's somebody asking Gen X, like, why did you drink out of the hose? Like, were there no sinks? And it's like, no, we weren't allowed inside. So all the water we got was out of a hose. We didn't have a Stanley cup, sir.
Right, and you had to let it run for a little while in the
Yeah, so it
summer
wouldn't be
to
hot. Yes. We
So
weren't
anyway,
allowed inside. Now all these people with their anyway, you're right. They're gonna be hydrated. Good for them.
yes, so that's good. Yes, so I left Noonan and came to Nashville. We had Lewis's 60th birthday party, and then we had a graduation party for Will. Julie and I went to the Vandy game. It was the Mississippi State game in which we were way behind, came back, were ahead, and had two outs in the ninth inning. I think it was two outs and maybe two strikes on the batter, and he hit
Ooh.
a home run, and they won the game. Yeah.
You know, in my hole of methonerdism, I have not even looked at any Auburn baseball, probably for the best.
They were beating Georgia Tech last night pretty well
Oh, that's nice.
when last I
Well,
spoke.
I'll have to get back caught up on all the sports things because I have been missing
Well,
out on everything.
Vandy has shit the bed.
Oh, no.
They cannot win a game away. And not even like
That's
in
not
close
good.
fashion. They got run ruled by Georgia twice.
Georgia's not that good.
Well, listen, they're better this year than they usually are because they got
Okay.
that one kid that's hit like 35 home runs or something.
Got run ruled by Georgia?
Twice, Katie, twice.
Oh, well, welcome to the club,
Yeah, mind you, we run rule people at home,
Yeah.
but with
Yes,
the
I know.
other than LSU, we have not won. I think we got swept by South Carolina. We got swept by Texas A&M. I think we actually won the series at LSU. But like other than that, a home series, I mean, an away series, we may not even make the NCAA tournament.
Stop
Yeah.
it.
We beat Louisville last night, but we got, guess who's coming in this weekend?
Texas A&M.
No, we already played them.
That's right. We do it once a year. I don't know. I hate to think.
You too,
Tennessee.
Katie. And guess who's ranked number one in college baseball?
Oh no.
We are not sad about the fact that we are going to be at a regatta this weekend. Yeah. So, I mean, our only saving grace is we're playing at home, but Tennessee has kicked our butts the past 3 years. Like, they've got something on us. It's bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, Vandy has shit the bed.
Wow.
The Braves have not been doing great either. But
Yikes.
they were back home last night and they won their game last night.
Oh,
So
good.
here's hoping. Funny story, my friend Wiley, where's your milkshake?
Wally, where's your milkshake? The horn tooter. Toot toot.
So Birch sent me a text and was like, wait a minute, isn't this your milkshake buddy? And it was a friend of hers who she does some work with, and Wiley is that woman's nephew. And so she had lunch with the
Could
woman.
we meet Wiley?
Oh, listen, she's already, Birch was like, okay, my friend Mandy like had a run in with Wiley in Chicago. So the woman texted Wiley and was like, do you remember a girl at the White Sox game asking you about your milkshake? And she's a friend of mine. She's from Mulchy, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, yeah, of course I remember. It was great. But here's the other. So, and the aunt told Bert, she was like, oh, it's so good that people are liking him because he's like in competition for this job.
Oh.
And I was like, what? Well, sure enough, last night, a girl who typically calls like the Charlotte Hornets game rolled
Oh.
in, and so she's going to be the sideline reporter for the next little bit, and then they've got another woman that's going to roll in. But
Uh-oh.
yeah, it's like a competition going. So listen, we got to be Team Wiley,
I'm totally Team Wiley. He's cute as a button. He's
right?
85 feet tall, but he's cute as a button.
So listen, y'all, we gotta, I don't know,
Let's
maybe we
do
need to start a
this.
social media
We
campaign.
do. You
Team
what?
Wiley.
Find your people needs to help Wiley. I feel that coming. I'm definitely here for it. I co-sign on it. Do the thing.
But the Cubbies have been doing well. Dansby's in a horrible slump, but the Cubbies
Yeah.
are doing well. So that was the only saving grace of baseball recently.
Well, that's good.
'Cause we got swept by the Dodgers.
I miss that.
Yeah, not good. Not good. But
No.
anyway, so we're back home. Matt Olson is gonna get out of his funk at any moment now. It's gonna happen.
It's
It's gonna
gonna
be fun.
happen.
I will say my most favorite recent baseball story is when we were at Vandy last night. I saw a tweet or something that Vandy boy had gotten called up, and Julie and I were looking at it. She goes, I think he was in college with Dansby. This kid, sure enough, he got drafted in 2015
Oh,
and has
wow.
been in the minor leagues
Stop
all this
that.
time and finally got called up
Stop.
yesterday and
How sweet
pitched
is
for the A's.
that?
Isn't that funny?
That's so
And
sweet.
sure enough, Dansby and Dansby's podcast and Dansby's wife were all re
I
you know,
love
sharing the
that.
story on Instagram. Everybody was so excited
I
for that
love
guy.
that.
Yeah.
I did see that our friend with the wet hair that's from.
Brandon Marsh.
Yeah, Marsh, who's from Buford, where I currently reside, was mic'd up the other night, and
Was it
he's
on Sunday
so
Night Baseball?
cute. Yeah, I saw that. Yes, so I'm
Yeah,
slowly starting to re-enter the world.
the crazy hairs are currently ahead in the
Yeah,
division.
yeah.
Listen, as I have said before, I am not mad about it. I'm
No, we don't.
comfortable in
Yeah.
this position.
Peek,
Kelly was
don't
laughing
peek
at me
too
last night.
early.
Kelly was laughing at me last night because we've got a text with Casey and Kelly and me during Braves games, and they were both like, "Oh my God!" I was like, "Wait, just wait until our top three hitters really get going. Just think how good we're going to be." And Kelly's like, "Look at Bandy with the optimism." I'm like, I know there's a first time for everything.
Everything else is going to shit. Might as well be optimistic about something.
Right. But yeah, so we
Sorry.
did. We had a regatta in Chattanooga on Saturday.
Yeah.
And Will rode two events. He was in a quad. And when I tell y'all they smoked him, like the video I posted on Instagram, you can't even see another boat in the frame. They smoked him.
That's great.
So that was good. And then his other one, he was supposed to row a double, and the teammate with whom he was supposed to row was going to prom. His girlfriend's prom was last weekend, and so he ended up having to leave early so he could get home and get ready for prom. And so Will was like, I guess I'm not rowing the double. And then one of his coaches jumped in and rowed the double with him. And then not only that, he cheated because apparently when they start, there's like some, ready, set, go. It's not that, whatever. And he went on set instead of go. And Will was like, I mean, he's my
I
coach.
don't
I'm just
care. All
going with
right, here we
him.
go.
That's funny.
I love
So,
that. So
yeah.
my I have look, I did keep up with you. I didn't, we didn't text a lot while we were both over these last 2 weeks, but I watched some of those videos. My favorite part of the regatta videos, though, was Will and his girlfriend and Will looking at the camera like, "Are you recording again?" Like,
He's
Sissy, what
always like,
is going on? What
he's
is wrong
like,
with you?
are you
Are
vlogging?
you vlogging again?
Is this your content
Please
for your
stop.
podcast?
Yes, Will. Thank you.
I'm always like,
Indeed.
yeah, so we'll head to Detroit.
Oh, wow.
I was supposed to fly out with Julie and Lewis Friday morning, but Will has an AP test, and so he can't be on the team bus, so he's flying as well. And Julie was like, I don't know how I'm going to get him to the airport, but I said I'll just stay and fly with him. So
That's great.
yeah, so he and I
Oh
are flying
Lord.
out
Wait,
Friday night.
that's gonna be Will and Aunt Mandy are flying are gonna be together at an airport. Please
Listen,
put content. Please. Let the content be abundant.
we're old hats at
Yeah.
that.
Oh yeah.
I typically sing and embarrass him
Do
is
it.
generally our vibe.
Do it.
But then flying back, he will be on a private jet flying home because, listen,
I have done that before and it will spoil you rotten.
he has a has another AP test Monday, I guess Monday morning.
Yeah.
So one of his teammates' dad has a jet, and so all the boys who have that AP test on
My
Monday
back.
are flying back on the
But
PJ.
it's very practical.
Listen, bougie AF.
Yeah,
Flying
I've done it.
back.
I'm telling you, I've done it. I have flown from Macon to St. Simons. And so every time now when I drive from Macon or anywhere to St. Simons, I'm like, why am I in a car spending
What
3 hours of my life when I could be there in 45 minutes in a private jet?
right, so yeah,
Bold.
too
I love
funny.
it. That's great. Michigan should be nice this time of year, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, the forecasts
Detroit,
are
though, so.
great.
Oh, well, I can't wait for the content. That'll be fun to watch.
Ma'am. Yeah, ma'am. All right, well, talk to us about some food, Katie.
So I ate a lot of junk in Charlotte once we got there. Because
It's hard not
we,
to.
well, I was sitting in a chair. I mean, like, there was a Bojangles and a Einstein Brothers in the place. So, I mean, and then we had, anyway, anywho. Well, since I've gotten home, I did go to the grocery store, which I had not done in a very long time. My refrigerator was totally empty. So this
Yeah.
week, as a reward for myself, because I don't keep a lot of bread here, but I'm making one of my favorite little sandwiches for lunch this week, and I thought I would share that with y'all. They're these little Italian sliders. If Have you ever been to a Nuke's? Have you heard of that
We have a
sandwich
Nuke's in
chain?
Noonan.
I love Nuke's. And Nuke's has an Italian sub with some of these ingredients on it. And right now I'm in my I don't want to leave my house phase. And so I thought, well, I can just make the little sliders at home this week. And so my version is King's Hawaiian Italian or King's Hawaiian rolls. Sorry.
Hawaiian Italian.
Italian sliders with King's Hawaiian rolls. I make a Dijon mustard sauce, which I'll tell you about in just a minute. That I put a thin layer on top and bottom, and then I get provolone cheese and salami. And then the key to it is the cherry pepper hoagie spread you can get that is spicy. So I don't use very much at all, but it gives it just a little bit of kick with the Dijon mustard sauce. All I do is wrap it up in aluminum foil and bake them for like 15 minutes at 350. And the cheese melts and it gets warm and the buns start to get a little toasty. And it's a really, really good sandwich. And it's very easy to make at home.
Okay.
The mustard sauce I use on a bunch of stuff. So I have the ingredient list, but you know, the proportions I have absolutely no idea.
Right.
But I use it on chicken. I marinated chicken in it. Fish, it's great for fish. I spread it on this kind of stuff. I dip my potatoes in it. Last night, I'm playing clean out the freezer and I found a pork medallion from Striplin's and I marinated it in some barbecue sauce and stuff. I took a scoop of the Dijon mustard sauce and mixed it with the barbecue sauce as a dipping sauce for that pork, and it was very good. So it can be used in all different kinds of ways, but it's Dijon mustard, mayo, a little bit of honey, a little bit of garlic powder, Worcestershire sauce, and soy sauce. And that's it. In whatever proportions you want and like. I will say I do love, and if you've not gotten this at Trader Joe's, it is delicious. The aioli garlic mustard sauce is basically Dijon mustard on steroids. And so I highly recommend that as my Dijon mustard. I use it just like I use Grey Poupon. It's really good. So that's my food for the week. It's delicious and a little bit sweet, a little bit savory and spicy and all the things.
Okay, well, good. That sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
I
I haven't
know. I'm sitting here
gone
like,
for.
yeah, same. I'm hungry now too. So tell us about your favorites, Mandy. I see something I've been doing a lot of after being gone with 2 weeks. Laundry.
Yeah, these are some more of my crowdsourced favorites
Oh,
because,
great.
yeah, I don't like anything right now. So don't ask me to tell you
Okay.
anything.
Yeah, I'm
It's
gonna struggle next week.
So these were crowdsourced previously. And I can't see them because my thing won't scroll up. The first is one is Birch turned me
Oh,
on to. It
okay.
is a laundry detergent. Birch had breast cancer several years ago, and afterwards she made a real effort to go switch everything to clean, you know, like clean beauty, clean
Right.
laundry, clean cleaning products. And so she uses this laundry detergent and it smells so good,
Okay.
y'all. And I don't like smells. Like, I was doing laundry at my mother's house and she had like some sort of Tide scented Tide. I had to rewash all my tops because
Oh.
it was too smelly. I
Mm-hmm,
can't. I have to have like clean,
Yep.
unscented laundry. But this stuff smells so good.
Oh, I can't wait.
So that's the first thing. And then Casey also had a laundry detergent recommendation, which is Buff City Soap.
I love the name of the product.
Narcissist Laundry Soap. Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that. Love that.
So I have not done laundry at Casey's house, so I cannot attest to the scent. But while we were on a laundry kick, I thought I would share those two
Love that.
particular recommendations. And then the last one I have is a deodorant also recommended by Casey. It is a natural deodorant, which, I'm real skeptical of because I live in Florida, but
Right.
Kiki lives in St. Simons, and so very similar climate, and she swears this stuff works. It's the salt and stone deodorant, and I
Okay.
linked the particular one that she likes. So,
Love that.
and although I was laughing on Saturday at the regatta, Will was like, "Oh, I smell horrible." And or I can't remember now. I think what I thought he said, "I smell horrible," and instead he said, "Something smells horrible." And I was like, "Well, it's probably that natural deodorant," because he's been using natural deodorant too. And he was like, "Wait, I smell?" And I was like, "I don't know. You said you did."
Something smells.
So, but yeah, if Casey says the natural deodorant works, then I would give it a try if you are looking for that particular product. My problem is more I need like an antiperspirant
That's my problem.
because, and I need a full
Yeah,
body
full body.
antiperspirant. I need one particularly for my face.
And my head. Yep.
That's
Well, I walked with a lot of long-legged people this past 2 weeks, and to keep up with them, I had to basically run, and I don't run. And so I would full body sweat twice a day. Well, sometimes 4 times a day, depending on where we went for lunch, just trying to keep up with those heifers with the long legs.
Yeah. I don't even have to exert myself for my face to start sweating. I just have to like walk outside.
Exist. Yep.
Yeah. It's fun. It's
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
I keep reading about setting sprays that
Yep.
people, like live in Texas
Yeah.
swear by. But I
I
haven't.
have one. I'll put it on my favorites next week. I have one.
Yeah, I haven't gone in on one because I just the sweating is so copious.
It's a
That
lot.
I feel like it would be a fool's errand to try to stop it. I'm just going to adopt Travis Kelce's technique and walk around with a sweat towel everywhere I go. That's what I'm going
Well,
to do.
might as well.
Get one of those cute Lululemon yoga towels, maybe.
Done. Yeah.
I went
Love
to Charleston after my friend Chelsea died. So it was, she died in July, so it was probably like in August.
it. Ooh, that place is a swamp.
Listen, and I had never been to
I
Charleston,
love
and
Charleston.
so I was like, well, I'm just gonna walk around,
No.
which I did. I got dressed for dinner, and then I was just sort of walking around. And when I tell you that I sat down at, I think it was the Optimist,
Yep,
at the
which I
bar,
love.
beautiful bar, I sat down.
Yep.
Luckily, I had packed a handkerchief in my purse because when I tell you that I just mopped my entire face with my handkerchief,
Yeah.
listen, it's a struggle. But anyway, so
Yep.
those are my crowdsourced favorites
Love
this week.
it. Love it. Love it. Well, you've said you're going to Detroit, and then are you going?
Actually, it's not Detroit. Last year I went and I was thinking we were going to Detroit and I was going to get to visit Detroit. Never set foot in Detroit. You fly into Detroit, but the regatta itself is in Novi. So this year we're going to stay in Ann Arbor just because Ann Arbor is cuter than Novi.
Yes, it is.
But I don't even know that I'll see much of Ann Arbor because Will and I won't get in until late Friday night and then the regattas all day Saturday and then Sunday. We fly out late Sunday and then for Christmas, Lewis gave Julie and me tickets to see the Braves versus the Cubs. So we land at like 10 o'clock Sunday night, and then Julie and I will go to Atlanta to see the Braves on Monday and Tuesday. And then we were just sort of talking about this last night. The Tuesday night game doesn't start until 6:40,
Yikes.
and we only have a hotel for Monday night, so we got to figure that out. But anyway, and then y'all, I'm gonna go home.
Really? Love it. Love
Gonna go
it.
home. And
I
there I
mean,
will
will
be
they remember
for,
you down on the coast?
well, no, don't know, but it'll only be. Because then Will graduates on the 30th, so I'll be back up here
Yeah.
and for that. But I am going to go home for a while.
That's good. That's good. Well, that'll be fun. I can't wait to hear all about it, especially the Braves game. So that'll be really, really fun. And I know you'll be excited to see Dansby.
Yes, we will.
I next week am going to Mekonga for the week. I have old lady ready, old lady alert, garden club party in my old neighborhood.
Garden Club isn't old lady to
It's
me.
not, it sounds old lady, but it is not in fact old lady. I'm older than a lot of them, as a matter of fact. But it's the spring party, and I try to go see my people at that thing and at the Christmas party every year. And so I'm going to be down there for that. I'm going to go see my favorite jeweler. So I might come back with a bauble, maybe. He's going to clean all my jewelry for me while I'm down there. A friend of mine's child graduates from high school, so I'm going to cry while I'm down there. And then I come back for another graduation of two of my friends' daughters, and so I will cry some more. So it's going to be a very emotional week, but it'll be good. I've got some good dinners lined up with friends that I don't get to see very often. So, and
Good.
lunches and all the other things. So, it'll be nice.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
Yeah.
right.
Well, Mandy, I'm glad we're back to somewhat normal. Thank y'all, all of our people, for being patient with us last week as we had to take the week to do all the things. But I missed it. I will say, here's the other thing I was going to say. I didn't have an Olympic moment. We're getting closer. But if you have not gone online, if you don't follow all the Olympics, they put something up, Mandy. I don't know if you saw it, about how the pole vaulters train. You seen that
No.
video? Good Lord, have mercy. They do some weird stuff. So go make sure that you're following all of the things on Instagram and you get all that content. We're getting excited about the Olympics coming up as well.
For sure. That's in fact,
Yeah.
we saw a commercial for her or something, and she's like, "Oh my God, I'm so excited."
I'm
I
so
said, "You
excited.
might have to be a guest commentator, because listen, there's nothing
Yes.
more fun than watching the Olympics with my sister."
Oh, we got to figure that out too. So Mandy and I are going to talk when she has more than a minute, and her busy care of everyone else to figure out how we're going to make that work. 'Cause I'm very excited about all the things. And I mean, if y'all aren't, then you need to get there because we're going to do it.
Right.
Oh,
All
Lord.
right, y'all.
All
Everybody have a good
right.
week.
We love y'all. Go find your people.
All right. Bye, y'all.